Welcome to Crappy Friends, the podcast that discusses female friendships, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Girl-powered feeding victory since 2018.
I'm New York Times bestselling author Kristen Higgins.
I'm USA Today bestselling author Just A.
And we're best friends.
Yes.
I started early, and Joss, much to my surprise,
I did it this time,
she
y'all.
Was on it.
I did it.
She was so proud of herself. I wish you could have seen her face, just radiating joy and pride.
Oh my gosh,
this has been a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. I'm going to get to this letter.
Okay.
Because it's a wedding saga.
Our favorite.
And you know how I love a wedding saga.
Yeah.
Hi, Kristen and Joss. I came across your podcast as I was looking for advice on friendships. I love how you both read the letters that are sent to you and give feedback on them. Thank you for being transparent with your listeners. I'm hoping that I can get some sense of peace after sending you this email and feel quite bad, to be honest. I feel like I'm going behind my friend's back by writing this email.
Mm.
This is about my friend Susie, with whom I have been friends since we were kids. Our parents were part of the same community group, and that's how we met and have been friends for 23 years. I'm an introvert, and Susie has always been extroverted. And I think this is why we have gotten along all these years. But it has now come to a point where I no longer want to be best friends with Susie. I started to look back and see why I am starting to feel this way about her. For starters, my whole childhood, I was shunned away from fun and ashamed when I spoke up. And Susie would always show me new things, and I always thought she was privileged because she had what every kid would want. Well, at least what I would have wanted. Two parents, a house, her own room, and even in adulthood, she never really had any responsibility.
Wow.
Whereas I grew up homeless with a single parent and had to work when I was in high school to help my mom. Anyway, flash forward to the present. Susie recently got engaged, and I think this is where I started to uncover things about our friendship that I was too scared to realize. I don't know how to go about this, or maybe I'm looking too much into it, and I'm hoping you ladies can help me. I want to start off by saying that there were great memories from Susie that always kept me put, but I think I tolerated our friendship, quotes, and close friends outside of the friendship have told me it was about time I realized Susie wasn't really a good friend.
Okay.
Susie would always call me her childhood best friend, and she let me know she has a high school best friend and a work best friend and a theater best friend.
Okay.
All right. I think that's normal.
Yeah.
Okay. So far, so good. At first, I felt hurt because she had me in a category, and I personally have never heard of this, nor do I have her in a category. To me, she is, well, was my best friend over all my other friends. But it can be that's just me, so I brushed it off. Every time Susie wanted to hang out, I would drop everything or answer her call. But when I wanted to hang out with Susie, I would have to schedule it because she was always busy with her other best friends. I also noticed that for everything I had an opinion on, Susie would scold me to the point where I stopped talking to her about certain topics to avoid this scolding. She made me feel like I was less than her by her comments and behavior toward me. For example, I really enjoy photography and started posting my photos online. One of Susie's best friends would tell me I was a really good photographer, and Susie would deep stare at me and wouldn't say a word.
Mm-hmm.
I felt so embarrassed, and I stopped posting my photos. Mind you, she also started posting photography photos, so I felt like Susie was copying me. To avoid any conflict, I gave up on my photography. Susie also criticized my outfits, and one time she looked up and down at me and said, "You will never get a boyfriend dressing like that." I felt so humiliated, I just brushed it off to avoid conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we would hang out, Susie would always be on her phone and not pay attention to me. I would talk to her about how I'm feeling, and she would barely respond. Again, I brushed this off. When we were teenagers, she would make a new friend, and she would ignore me completely, like I did not exist. It was all about the new friend. And whenever that friendship was over, because the new friend ended it. She would come back to me and cry about the friendship ending. I was always there for her. This happened so often until now, I became used to it. I noticed I was always her second choice. It wasn't until recently that I opened my eyes, if you will, and always wondered why don't her friendships last. Susie recently got engaged, and she chose bridesmaids and a maid of honor. I honestly wasn't expecting to get picked to be her maid of honor, but I had hopes. We'd been best friends since we were children and went through so much together through the years. But I guess I wasn't that important because she asked me to be a bridesmaid instead. Whenever I mention I'm a bridesmaid, people are like, aren't you guys best friends? Shouldn't you be her maid of honor? Don't get me wrong, I'm happy that she chose me to be part of her big day, but I'm a bit saddened that I won't be there as her right hand. I mean, we would always talk about our wedding day, and I couldn't wait for that day to come. Her maid of honor ended up being a lady she met about three years ago. This lady is of age and is married with kids, and apparently she sees this lady as her mom, best friend, and sister. Susie told me that's why she chose her to be the maid of honor, and it did hurt my feelings, because I felt like all those years of friendship went out the window and that I wasn't important. I had known Susie was going to get fitted for her wedding dress, and I overheard her telling her maid of honor that she was free, as Susie always had to book her appointments around Cindy's schedule. I heard the date it was scheduled and thought maybe Susie will ask me to be there when she picks wedding dresses. Days passed and I didn't hear from Susie. So I asked her who was going with her to the dress fitting. She said only family, and that was a stab in the heart because I had always seen her as family. On the day of the fitting, she asked me if I was busy, and I told her I was. And she proceeded to tell me that she was sorry she didn't invite me earlier. She is new to how all this works, and she wants me to be there when she picks her wedding dress, as I am her best friend. What did I do? I dropped everything and went to the dress fitting, which I regret, because I felt so left out. Nothing I said mattered. She was only interested in what Cindy had to say. I honestly felt like leaving, but I didn't, because I would feel bad if I left, and I knew I was going to hear about it from her if I did. For some reason, she's always had Cindy on a pedestal. I noticed Susie wouldn't come to me for advice anymore, and instead would ask Cindy. There was a time when Susie was asking me for advice, and I gave her my 2 cents, and she straight out said, I'm going to ask Cindy instead, as she always helps me with this kind of stuff. I felt so humiliated and thought, then why ask me? That is one reason I stopped giving her advice. Sadly, I have seen that Susie's childhood friends, whom I also knew, have been dropping her as a friend, and I'd always wonder why. Now I'm starting to see why. I honestly want to ask them why they stopped being friends with Susie, but I'm scared that Susie will find out. About 3 years ago, Susie made these friends with these 3 older women who are all married and have kids. Susie's always talking about them. She's always buying them expensive gifts. One time, Susie had me go with her to buy one of these women a necklace worth $100 to gift it to the woman as a best friend gift. Mind you, Susie has never bought me anything like this, and I did get jealous, but I didn't tell Susie anything to avoid conflict. Susie would always go out of her way to gift these ladies, and with me, she was always complaining that she didn't have enough money when we would hang out, so I would always end up buying her food. Mm. I didn't mind at first because she was my best friend, and I didn't want her not to eat anything, but after a while I stopped because she was always buying expensive dresses, shoes, bags. Again, I brushed it off. There was a point where her fiancé had to keep putting gas in her car as she didn't have enough money for it. I don't understand how she doesn't have money as she doesn't pay rent or have any bills. I hope I'm not assuming, but I feel like she is too clingy with everyone she meets, especially with these women. I think they're just being polite and don't want to be rude to Susie. I feel like Susie's always trying to meddle in their lives, and whenever Susie hangs out with these ladies, she drops everything. The sad part is these ladies tend to cancel on her, and Susie cries to me about them canceling, and says she wants to hang out with me. It's just sad to see that Susie thinks so highly of these women. I feel like they don't see her the same way. I don't think Susie sees this, and I'm scared to tell her because I know it will crush her. Lo and behold, Susie asked these ladies, which, mind you, she took to about 2 weeks ago to get hold of them as they were too busy for her, and asked them to be her bridesmaids. One of them said, "Are you sure?" For this woman to question it makes me wonder. It's just sad. I'm asking for help, and I don't know if I should end this friendship or let it fizzle out or tell Susie how I'm feeling before her wedding or if I should wait till after the wedding. I think Susie knows something is up, as I haven't been answering her calls and tell her that I'm busy. I haven't hung out with her, and quite frankly, I don't want to, but I don't know if I can keep this up until she gets married, which is about 3 months from now. Sorry for the long letter. I hope this makes sense. I tried to only include the main things, as there's so much more that has happened these 23 years of friendship. Sincerely, am I the bad friend?
I think you're a bit of a doormat friend. I think you make a lot of assumptions about what it means to be a best friend. Mm-hmm. I think there's some blame on both sides here.
Yeah.
And I think you should follow your gut. I mean, Susie, you wanted to be maid of honor. Susie didn't do that for you. She chose someone she knew a lot less, but then comes back to you when she needs a, quote, best friend, and you feel used and taken advantage of. If that's the way you feel, you should act accordingly. Because I do think some of that is going on, particularly since Susie sounds bridezilla-ish.
I have a different take.
Okay.
I think that you put way too much importance on the title of best friend.
You really do.
And I think that you are fixated on this idea that you must be number one, and number two, three, four, and ten should be way behind you.
Yeah.
And I think that Susie is maybe a little more healthy and having a wider circle of friends than it sounds like you do.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what I meant. I was like, you have these weird ideas about what best friends mean.
Yeah.
Just because Susie bought someone a necklace that, mm-hmm. and she never bought you one doesn't mean she doesn't still have a high regard for you.
Right. And, you know, I don't know why Susie didn't ask you to be maid of honor, but I'm also going to say, you don't get to tell her who her maid of honor is.
You don't. And also, count your blessings, dude.
Right? and you know, it was very important to you, but it's not your choice.
No.
It's her choice. Yeah. And the fact that you don't approve of her choice, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, you don't have that right.
No.
She gets to pick her maid of honor. It's not you. Mm-hmm. She's honoring you by asking you to be her bridesmaid. You don't approve of her other choices in bridesmaids. And I'm feeling like you're being really judgy here. Now, if you feel that you are being used and have been used, mm-hmm. and are a second-rate friend in Susie's eyes,
yeah,
sure, you get to end the friendship.
Yeah.
However, you've been with her for 23 years, and you're going to end a friendship right before her wedding. That's going to have ramifications, and I just want you to be aware that when you end a friendship during a wedding, mm-hmm. withdraw from the bridal party, mm-hmm. and maybe kind of cause this drama, mm-hmm. at a very special time of Susie's life, mm-hmm. that you may never have her as a friend again.
Well, that's why I say Susie is maybe being a little bridezilly, because, you know, I went to a wedding once where the bride turned out to be, mm-hmm. and I was a bride's minion. I've talked about this.
Yes. Yeah.
And it happens, and but we gave her a pass.
Yes. You had a great friendship before the wedding.
Yeah.
And you had a great friendship after the wedding.
Yep. I gave her a pass, and it's done, and whatever. But if you're feeling, this letter writer is feeling, she didn't get to be maid of honor. She didn't get the $100 necklace. She doesn't get all the things that make her the best friend.
Right.
I mean, if you're feeling like that, then of course.
But I'm worried that you are in competition and Susie doesn't know there's a competition.
That is true. Is also true.
If you give Susie the benefit of the doubt in this story, she has a wide circle of friends. She is not ranking them. She just... it seems like she's giving this person a necklace, mm-hmm. and she, you know, she doesn't give another person a necklace, or she invites one friend to a fitting. And then she said to you, like, oh, I should have thought of this before. Do you want to come to my, mm-hmm. you know, bridal shopping? And then you're offended that she doesn't take your opinion. Like, I feel like, mm-hmm. there's a lot of you making this problem.
Well, and during the wedding. So my other piece of advice was, like, whatever you do, wait 3 months until after the wedding.
I think you should wait till after the wedding. I think that pulling out and dropping this, I want to end our 23-year friendship on her now, is unkind.
Yes, wait till after the wedding, and then if you want to do it, do it. Though, I see blame on both sides here.
Yeah, you can read this letter a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You can read it as Susie has you as a backup friend for the times that her preferred friends cancel on her.
That's right.
Or you can see this as you are a very needy person.
Yeah.
And all your eggs are in the Susie basket, so anytime she does something with other friends, you feel this is an insult to you.
Right.
That's a problem.
That is a problem.
And Susie using you as a backup friend is a problem.
That is a problem.
And I've had that friend who I was her security blanket friend. Mm-hmm. I later learned, you know. And I learned this just through experience. Like, she never wanted to hang out with just me.
Mm-hmm.
She would invite me to parties and then, you know, like, abandoned me, and I didn't know anybody. Mm-hmm. And I was just there to make sure she mm-hmm. wasn't alone. And
right.
once she was sure she wouldn't be alone, she'd go on to the preferred friends, right? So been there, I feel for you,
mm-hmm.
If that's the case. But I get the impression that you look to Susie for a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You view her on a bit of a pedestal. She had all these things that you didn't have growing up, and you feel like her life is kind of perfect, and maybe mm-hmm. she doesn't deserve it, and why does she have all these other friends when she has me?
Mm.
And it's not a really healthy way to look at friendship.
I agree. I think you have a weird definition of best friend, which means that Susie can only keep you as number one. No one else can mm-hmm. be as number one as you.
And I will say, I have a best friend from childhood, best friend from high school, best friend from college.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, best friend from my first job.
Sure.
Best friend from my last
job.
You
can have all of those friends.
A person gets to have many best friends.
That's right. So I do think you should manage your expectations a little bit when it mm-hmm. comes to, like, what exactly do you mean by best friend?
Right.
Because not a lot of people can live up to that. That's a lot of pressure for them to put all their eggs in one basket, as you have put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah. But you have 23 years with her.
Yeah.
And that does hold value. It might hold value just in the form of memory. You might break up with her and say, we had 23 years of friendship, so many happy times during that time, but we've outgrown each other.
Yeah.
That's okay. Or you might say, I don't want to lose this person who has known me since I was 10 years old.
Right.
Or whatever. And despite her flaws and my flaws, there's enough good here to keep the friendship going. But I have to manage my expectations.
Yeah, definitely manage your expectations. And I would, again, stress, give the wedding pass.
Yeah.
Everyone is crazy during that time.
More or less.
Let them be crazy and let, you know, them come back from their honeymoon and then reevaluate and mm-hmm. see how you feel.
Yeah.
But do take notice of your rigid expectations of people.
Yeah. I would never presume to be someone's maid of honor.
No.
You know, I mean, I think about, I have been maid of honor to my sister.
Yeah.
That was it. I've been a bridesmaid many other times.
Right.
I would never think that I deserved that position.
Right.
I would be very honored by it,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not owed it by any friend, not by you, Joss, not by my best friend from college,
right.
you know, not by my best friend from raising my kids. I don't feel like that automatically goes to me because of all that I've done for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way that works.
That's not the way friendship works.
And if Cindy is the one she wants, then Cindy is the one she wants.
Yeah. And she'll have a great day with Cindy and you as a bridesmaid. Just have a good time.
Yeah.
Drink at the open bar.
Stop measuring.
Yes. The measuring is problematic.
Yeah. So we love this quote from Theodore Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
It's so true.
As you are measuring what Cindy does for her other friends and telling yourself that you come up short, you're making your life less happy.
Yes. That is so true.
Enjoy the times that you do hang out with Cindy, or cut her loose with a full and well-wished heart, a heart full of well wishes.
After the wedding.
After the wedding.
After the wedding.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, really after, because I feel like once you hear this on our response and you get through the wedding and you evaluate with a really clear, almost ruthless eye your own behavior, you may not want to cut ties with Susie.
Yeah. Yeah.
You may sort of be able to reimagine a different dynamic in your friendship where it's not just you being the bestest of the best friends, but you guys being old, dear friends.
Yeah. And there's so much value to that. I think about my best friend from childhood. I've known her since I was 5.
Right.
And she still gets the title of best friend from childhood.
Right.
And we see each other twice a year.
There you go.
And we don't text, talk, you know, but when we do see each other, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
We always laugh. We have so much fun. And that's enough.
Yeah.
You know, I think that, you sound very insecure from this letter, and I want more for you.
Yeah.
I want you to feel like you're a special and irreplaceable friend
mm-hmm.
to Susie, and that doesn't mean you are always her first call.
Yeah, that seems, like in the movies or fiction or...
Yeah.
It doesn't seem realistic, is my point, because people have relationships with other people that... that are for all different types of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of them could put best in front of those reasons.
Right, right.
So, you know, allow people to have those relationships and friendships. You have them as well.
That's what I wanted to ask you was, who are your other friends?
Yeah.
I got the impression that you don't have a lot of other close friends.
That's right.
And I may be wrong about that, but, you know, so much of this letter is about you turning to Susie being your number one, and therefore you should be Susie's number one. I'm thinking that you need to broaden your circle.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
And you can do it at the wedding. Meet some new people at the bridesmaids, hang out.
Yeah, you view this as an opportunity. You all have something in common. You all love Susie.
Yeah.
To varying degrees and for different reasons.
Yes.
But you're all showing up for her on the big day.
Mm-hmm.
And then in other parts of your life, job, hobbies,
mm-hmm.
volunteer,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing, I think you need to take some of the responsibilities that you assign to Susie in the role of best friend. I think you need to disperse that a little among other people.
Agreed. Yeah.
And I would really love to know how things go for you. So please write back to us.
Yes, after the wedding.
After the wedding. Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode, check out our book, Crappy Friends, The Ultimate Guide to Female Friendship.
Send your friendship letters to the ladies at crappyfriends.net.
I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Joss Day.
And we're best friends. Forever.
Forever.